We continue with Maseches Beitza, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, the Mishnah on the top of the page. The Mishnah over here continues to talk about the halachas pertaining to the use of wood on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Mevi'in Eitzim in Asadeh, Min HaMechunas. Then on Yom Tov, you can go ahead and bring wood, says Rashi, that was Tlushim in Asadeh, Shabbaton Chatchum in Yom Tov. You can go ahead and you can take wood that was detached from the ground already on Erev Yom Tov, if it is in within the Tchum, min amachunas, im konsum Erev Yom Tov, who was gathered on Erev Yom Tov, to goli daite, da alayu samach vein muksa, because then it's clear that a person had every intention of making use of them, and they're not muksa. Avalam ufuzarin muktin. However, if you just have wood that's scattered about throughout the field, so that was not gathered beforehand, and that is considered, min astam, to be muksa. However, says the Mishnah, if you're taking it from a karpef, which means some sort of an enclosure, so then even that which is scattered is muksa. Is you from that you can take. Says Rashi, min karpef shuhu mishtamer, that is guarded, umukaf saviv, and there's some sort of fence around it, so it's enclosed. So then afilu mufuzarim shabo lohuk tumidaito. So even that which is scattered within that area is not considered to be muksa. Continues the Mishnah, Ezeu karpev. What is the definition of a karpev? Kol shesamach le'ir. So anything which is literally close to the city. So that's the first definition of a karpev, something which is samach le'ir. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol shenichnasin lo biposachas. Anything which a person must enter with a key, and even if it is anywhere within the tchum, and it doesn't necessarily have to be samach mamish le'ir, it doesn't have to be literally so close to the city, it could be at the end of the area of tchum, as long as it's an enclosed area that requires a key for entry, so that is considered, al pi halacha, to be considered a karpef. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, ein mevim eitzim, ela min hamuchunasin shebe karpef. So Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, you cannot bring wood on Yom Tov unless it's from that which was gathered in a karpev. So says Gemara, v'onan t'nan minem a karpev afilu min hamufuzarim. But that goes against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that the need to have eitzim, that is min hamumunuchunas, that's only if it's out in the field. However, if it's in a karpev, so even if it's mufuzar, even if it's scattered around in the karpev, that is still considered to be something from which you could take. So Shmuel seems to go against the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, Mas Nisin Yechidohi. The Mishnah follows a Das Yachid, the Tanya. It says in the Brisa, Amar Reb Shimon Elazar, Lo Nechluku Beisham Yis Hillel Al Mufuzarim Shebesados. Beisham Yis Hillel do not argue regarding wood which is scattered around in the Sados. She'ein Mevi'in. They all agree that that cannot be brought in Yom Tov. V'chol HaMechunasin Shebekarpev. Any wood which was scattered around in a karpev, Shemevian, that it can be brought. Ama nechluku, what then is the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Ala mufuzarin shebekarfev. If you have wood that is in a karpev, an enclosed area, but it's scattered around, or vala mechunasin shebesados, or it's gathered, but it's still in the field, it's not an enclosed area. Shebeis Shammai yomim lo yavi. Beis Shammai say, you cannot take this wood, it is considered to be mokza. Or Beis Hillel yomim yavi. Beis Hillel say that you can. So we see that the Mishnah, our Mishnah over here, follows the view of Rabbi Shimon Elazar's interpretation of Beis Hillel's opinion. However, this is a Das Yochid. This is one opinion. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon Elazar. And Rabbi Yehuda apparently, where it says, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, and Mevi'in Eitzim, Elam Uchnas, and Shebekarpev, so that is following the view of the Chachamim, their understanding, which was not reflected in this Braisa above. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Ale konim va'ale gefanim, avagaf de bechanfe luhu mosve kevon the bdoli the midlay zika mevade luhu kumufuzarin dami vasur. So Rabbi says as follows: if you have ale konim, which means leaves of konim reeds or leaves of gefanim vines, avagaf de bechanfe luhu mosve, even if they are gathered around and lying on the ground before Yom Tov, since if a wind would come, they would blow them around, so then it's considered kimufuzarim va'asurin. So that we consider them as if they're what? They're already spread around, and they're asur. However, if a person goes ahead and he places a mana, a kli, on top of them beforehand, so then shaper dami, so then they're not considered muksa, because the person already took certain measures to to prevent the blowing of these leaves, knowing that it was possible that a wind would come and blow them away. So Rav essentially accepts the premise that we are working with until this point, and that is that if a person took certain measures before Yom Tov to demonstrate that his intention was to possibly use this wood on Yom Tov, so then we do not treat it as muksa. So the fact of the matter is, even though these alikhanim bialigifanim, they're lying on the ground, and a wind could possibly come and blow them away, the fact that he took certain measures to go ahead and prevent that from happening shows that it was his intention to go ahead and to take these leaves and use them on Yom Tov. Now the Mishnah continues, Ezel Karpev, what is considered to be a Karpev? And we saw there's a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether Karpev is something which is samach l'ir, it has to be mamish close to the city, or Rabbi Yossi says, even if it's anywhere within the tchum, as long as it requires a key to open. So it says, Gemara Yibayiluhu, Heichi Kamar, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Kol shesamach l'ir, behud islei posachas? Does the Mishnah mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to define a karpev as something which is close to the city and it requires a key to enter? V'asu Rabbi Yossi l'meimar. And then Rabbi Yossi comes along and he says, no, kevan de'islei posachas, since it requires a key, so that afilu b'soch tchum Shabbos nami, that anywhere within the tchum is permissible. Odil v'hochi kamar, maybe this is what the Mishnah is saying. Kol shesamach l'ir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, anything which is next to the city, kevan de'islei posachas, bein the isle posachas, bein the lesle posachas. It doesn't matter whether it has a key or not, because since it's so close to the city, so it's already considered on a certain level to be mishtamir, it's like it is guarded and protected because of its proximity to the city. Vasu Rabbi Yossi l'meimer, Rabbi Yossi says, well, wait, afilu b'tchot tchum Shabbos. It doesn't have to be mamish samach l'ir, anywhere within the tchum, but davki the isle posachas, as long as it requires a key. Aval lesle posachas, however, if there is no key, so afilu samach l'ir namilo. So then Rabbi Yossi would say that even if it is next to the city, that it would also not be considered a karpev. So says the Gemara Toshma, well, you could probably answer this question by looking closely at the words in the Mishnah itself. Midiktani, what does it say? Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shenichnasin lo b'posachas v'apfilu b'toch shum Shabbos. If you look at Rabbi Yossi, he says any situation where a key is required to enter, even if it is within the tchum. So Shmami, no, you see the Rabbi Yossi tarti l'kula kamar. You see the Rabbi Yossi means to teach two separate kulos. Shmami, no. So Rashi explains over here that had Rabbi Yossi meant to say that the sole criteria to determine whether or not something is called a karpef is whether or not you require a key to enter, so he could simply have said, kol shenechnasen lo b'pasachas, and that would be it. And the additional phrase that he uses v'afilu b'soch tchum Shabbos would not have been necessary. That additional clause comes to add a separate kula, and so therefore they each operate independently. Namely, you can, according to Rabbi Yossi, something is considered a karpef if it requires a key to enter and it's anywhere within the tchum, or if it's samuch le'ir, even if it does not require a key. Shmamina. Amar Rav Salam Rav Yirmiya Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi l'hakel. And finally, the Gemara says that the halacha follows the position of Rabbi Yossi, who follows again this more. We follow the more lenient opinion in determining what is the definition of a karpev. And in this situation, we would allow a person to go ahead and to take wood that was in a karpev, which means again either that it is samach l'ir, or even if it is anywhere within tchum, as long as it requires a key to enter.